say, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Ah, dinner ready? I'm famished.
Immediately, sir. Hmm.
Good evening, Professor Higgins.
When she mentioned how her aunt bit off the spoon, she completely done me in. And my heart went on a journey to the moon when she told about her father and the gin. And I never saw more enchanting farce than the moment when she shouted, "Move your bloomin'."
Yes, sir?
Is Miss Doolittle in?
Whom shall I say is calling?
Freddy Eynsford Hill. Oh, if she doesn't remember who I am, tell her I'm the chap who was sniggering at her.
Yes, sir.
And will you give her these?
Yes, sir. Wouldn't you like to come in, sir? They're having dinner, but you may wait in the hall.
No, thank you. I want a drink in the street where she lives.
Yes, sir.
I have often walked down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. And oh, the towering feeling, just to know somehow you are near. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where you live.
Oh, sir. I'm terribly sorry, sir. Miss Doolittle says she doesn't want to see anyone ever again.
But why? She was unbelievable.
So I've been told, sir. Is there any further message?
Yes. Tell her that I'll wait.
Oh, but it might be days, sir, even weeks.
But don't you see? I'll be happier here.
Stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where you live.